Happy Saturday with your evening news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Police say two men have been arrested after suspicious activity at Smith's Cove, and two more have been charged over a Seven Mile Beach robbery. Just before 9 a.m. Friday, officers were called to Smith's Cove after reports of a man going through unattended bags. A search of him and a second man nearby allegedly turned up a knife, ganja, and a substance believed to be cocaine, and the pair, aged 42 and 46 from Georgetown, were arrested on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon and multiple drug offenses and remain in custody. In a separate update, police say two West Bay men, aged 20 and 21, have now been formally charged in connection with a Seven Mile Beach robbery targeting cruise visitors earlier this month, bringing to three the total number accused. Both face robbery, assault causing bodily harm, and theft charges, with a 21-year-old also charged with driving without insurance and with expired registration, ahead of court appearances later this month and in early January. Cayman sees its third week of climbing gas prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, self-service regular gas is $4.99 a gallon. That's up a nickel since the last check on December 13th. The average price for premium self-service is up 3 cents at $5.52 a gallon, and diesel is unchanged at $5.34. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park, where it's selling for $4.79. That's unchanged from last week. On the diesel side of things, Refuel still has the best value, according to the Offreg website, at $4.96 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are paying $5.77 for regular, while drivers in Little Cayman are paying $6.96 a gallon. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can log on to offreg.ky for the full breakdown.
Happy anniversary, Cayman Area Stamp and Roof. May the next 40 years be brighter. Thank you, may God bless you, and safe travels.
Deputy Premier and Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Gary Rutte, was joined by his fellow MPs, airline leaders, and longtime tourism partners at Tampa International Airport's Cayman Airways Terminal for a round robin of food and gifts. This to celebrate 40 years of nonstop flights between the destinations. The route began 40 years ago, is the longest-standing Caribbean route to the airport, and now travels 5 days a week. The ties between the two points, however, started long before the first jet took off. Captain Chris Bergstrom, Deputy Chairman of the Cayman Airways Board.
The routes go way back to the sailing days, and so it's very interesting. It was a port for our seafarers, and a lot of them actually caught their ships or took their ships from this area. So the connection between Cayman and Tampa goes back many, many years.
The deputy premier told guests this route is about more than just getting from A to B.
This route has never been just about convenience. It has been about forging deep and genuine, lasting connections.
For many, those connections mean easier access to schools, medical care, and work in a city that feels like a second home. University of Tampa graduate Nikki Krantz says that those nonstop flights informed her choice of where to study.
A huge part of my decision was being able to get home in one flight, get back to Tampa in one flight. It really does make a difference, and I'm just really grateful.
Inside the terminal, Cayman Airways Station Manager Sharon Brown says that sense of connection shows up at the gate every day in how staff treat passengers.
Everyone is family. Everyone is friends. Everyone is somebody's godmother, cousin, which brings that connection.
Chief Commercial Officer Chris Miner says the route is now one of their key Caribbean links, drawing roughly 17,000 visitors from the Tampa Bay area to Cayman over the past year.
They fly this nonstop route 5 times a week, which makes Tampa Bay the destination with the second highest number of flights amongst U.S. cities for Cayman Airways, only behind Miami.
Captain Chris Bergstrom says looking ahead, he wants that legacy to grow.
The Tampa route has been kind of the backbones for our local travelers. It's our hope that we can expand the operations here and continue.
With a new board in place and a tourism minister pushing for more connectivity, airline leaders say Tampa will play a big role in Cayman Airways' next chapter. And for the thousands of passengers who treat that flight as a bridge between two homes, the 40-year milestone is a sign that this air link is expected to endure. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.